call. Oops. Morning. Just giving essentials. We're continuing this morning in our series looking at Bible characters, and particularly those who have overcome barriers in their life in some way and become those men and women of faith that we know them for. And as Paul has already indicated, this morning we're looking at someone called Deborah. And we've got a title that says Faith in Words. And we've already begun to think about that a little bit, haven't we, in our worship. And the reasons for that as a kind of title, if you like, for the life of Deborah, hopefully will sort of filter through in what I've got to say. Can I stress that it has absolutely nothing to do, in case you were thinking about that, of the name it, claim it, sort of whatever. Okay, just get that out of the way. Nothing to do with that at all. So we're looking at Deborah, who, as some of you will know, was a judge. And I'm just going to give a little bit of background to that and to the Book of Judges, to the period in which the life of the Kingdom of Israel we are looking at. And in total, there were 13 judges who are mentioned in the Book of Judges. And although they weren't elected by the people, they sort of became sort of leaders over Israel at that time, particularly in certain areas. And they would judge in the matters of the daily life of the people. And the office of judge can be traced back to the time of Moses, when he appointed assistants to help him resolve disputes amongst the Hebrews. And we can read about that in Exodus chapter 18. And their kind of practice was to seek guidance, obviously, from God through prayer and meditation before making any kind of ruling. So many of the judges were also considered as prophets who spoke a word from the Lord. And as I say, there were 13 of them in this kind of interim period between Joshua going and taking the people of Israel into the land of Canaan and the establishment of a monarchy, when the people demanded a king like the other nations around them to rule over them. So this book of Judges and the kind of canon of the whole scripture covers a period of time between the death of Joshua and the coming of Samuel. Samuel was the final judge over Israel, and of course, as we know, it was he who anointed Saul in the end to be the first king over Israel. And I think we've got a kind of timeline. There you go. So it's a long time ago. Even Grace, sorry. No. It's a very long time ago. And in the book of Judges, we've got this kind of pattern, and that's during a time when they were blessed, when they were at ease and the war wasn't going on. They did what lots of people have done before and since. They kind of forgot about the God who they were supposed to be worshipping. They turned to other gods. They began to worship Baal and Ashtoreth and the various gods of the Canaanites and the people who were living around them. And because of this, then God would sort of, in punishment, if you like, he'd give them over to the hand of their enemies. They'd be oppressed by their enemies. And being oppressed by their enemies, guess what? They then called out to God. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Who would raise up a judge to be their deliverer. And they'd be delivered from the oppression from their enemies. Then they'd have a period of prosperity, and the whole thing started again. The judge would die, and they'd be back to the same old pattern of turning their backs on God and beginning to worship other gods. Sad, isn't it? Tragic story in that sense of failure, perhaps, a failure of consistency in their worship of God and in honouring of God. And the last, very last verse of the last chapter of Judges, Judges 21, verse 25, says that there was no king. Everyone did what they thought was right in their own eyes. Quite a condemning statement, isn't it? Doesn't mean that when they had a king, that they actually did much better. And we know that through looking at Jeremiah and the period of the kings that he was prophesying. So it covers a period of about 450 years. And Deborah was judge at about the point 100 years after the people of Israel entered the land of Canaan. And the 12 tribes all settled in different areas. If you remember, Moses gave them different areas to settle in, and that shows some of them. And there in the middle we've got Deborah, and where she sort of became judge in the main sort of area of the tribe of Ephraim. So Deborah, we know very little about her personally. Just two chapters, chapters 4 and 5 of the book that are devoted to her. We know that she was married to someone called Lepidoth, and we have this snapshot of her life, just one story really, one incident, that kind of illustrates, sums up who she was as a person God wanted to use. And rather me reading Judges 4 to you, which is the story, we're going to watch this nice little cartoon clip. I quite like this because it there's a couple of little sort of witticisms and play on words that I liked. So watch out for those. May not feel the same way, obviously. There are three main characters. Deborah, Barak, who was the kind of military leader at the time. He's the chap on the cartoon who's got a funny beard. And then there's a woman called Jael. Jael, yeah. She lives in a tent. So watch out for her as well.